Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Hey, I got a great show lined up for you today. I'm going to call it The Courage to Be a Trendsetter. Sure, a lot going on in the world. And, you know, we're kind of looking at a new way of life, maybe a new way of living coming up, the way things are going out there. I have a question for you. What do you think it takes to be a real trendsetter? You know, and in my mind, trendsetters are people who have courage to go against the current trends. They're probably people of compassion, of wisdom, of understanding. I think they real trendsetters really have the best of humanity in mind as they start to set their trends. I believe they have foresight into what's coming. And I think they're really committed to health in all areas. Interesting if you think of a trendsetter that way, right? A trendsetter is thinking about health. Well, I think so. I think they're thinking about mental health, emotional health, physical health, financial health. They're thinking about the health of the people that they are maybe leading, right? Because I think real trendsetters are real leaders. These are people that are willing to take a risk, to go out on a limb. They're not worried so much about what people say about them. They're more concerned with making things a little better for people in the world. And, you know, today I think we have a real need for trendsetters, for people that are leaders in this country and leaders in our communities and leaders in our family. Listen, I'm going to get into what is not a trendsetter, what are fake trendsetters, as soon as I come back from the break. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
All right, back to talking about trendsetters. All right, so what's a fake trendsetter? Well, I believe that we've all come across them. You know them. You know, they're usually the people that it's all about me.com. It's all about them. They're really looking not to set a trend. They're really looking for attention or they're looking for power or money or control. And they'll go to any lengths to manipulate you to try to get you into whatever trend that they're moving down, whether it's a trend in new clothes or a trend where you are supposed to follow them and their insights, their power, their passion. you know, we've all seen them. I mean, we've seen cults, we've seen political leaders, we've seen individuals in our own lives that are think they're trendsetters, but they're really fake. And these people are dangerous. What makes them so dangerous is that they believe their own cons. They con themselves first before they can con another person. That is the truth. They have to con themselves. They rationalize what they're doing is right for them, and it'll be right for you. So it does make them dangerous because they believe it with such passion that it's easy to get caught in their web. So how do you know if you're hanging with a real trendsetter, a leader, or if you're hanging with somebody or somebody comes in that is not in your best interest? Well, I would say that most people need to rely on their own intuition. Unfortunately, intuition in our country is not well developed as a whole, right? You know, intuition, another name for intuition is common sense. Why is common sense so uncommon? Because most people have not tuned into that inner wisdom to be able to really make choices that would benefit not just themselves, but a lot of other people. I think you see this in our, especially in our political arenas right now. I think there's a lot of people there that are really not, don't have the highest and best interest for the nation, or their political adversaries. They really are looking just out for themselves. That's a drag, isn't it? So I think what we have to do is we have to realize that we trendsetter in our own lives. And if you learn how to be a trendsetter in your own life, life's going to get better for you. What do I mean by this? So think about this. What if you're a trendsetter in your family for happiness? You showed up happy no matter what the circumstances are going on. Or maybe you're a trendsetter in giving. You give, you contribute to the world in some way. You bring out your gifts, your talents, your abilities and help other people. Maybe you're a trendsetter in calmness. You're a person that can't get upset, right? Wow, that's interesting. How could you just be calm in the storms, right? How about you're a trendsetter in generating your greatest dreams? A lot of people are doing that right now. They've shut down this pandemic has shut everybody down, right? Well, I don't know what the pandemic does, but the government has. So, you know, if that's you, then what are you doing with your time? Maybe you're a trendsetter. You start to grow your business, grow your life, you know, start a new business, do something you've never done before. How many people, you know, that's something I practice all the time. I do things daily that I've never done before. And what does that help me do? Well, it helps me develop my my insight, my intuition, helps me to develop will, helps me to increase my energy. It's amazing. So anyway, just food for thought. Listen, I have a couple of really amazing guests that are coming on my show here. And let's see, I do have, I guess I have a little time to introduce both of them, and then we'll bring them into the next segment. So I'd like to take the time to do that. So my first guest is, let's see if we can bring him in there, Jim. There we go. So Bel Hernandez is the president and CEO of Latin Heat Media. Bel has over 25 years experience in the entertainment industry. First as an actress and then as transitioning in entertainment media, and the founder of the first entertainment trade publication focused on Latinos in Hollywood. She's an executive producer and the co-creator of three TV talk shows with all Latina hosts, including Let's Talk, Hola LA, and on CBS, and Trend Talk, which is currently rocking all over the place. They're on the fourth season. So, Bel, welcome to the show. So good to have you.
Thank you so much, Ken, for having us. We're so glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And Marabina, I'd like to introduce her to, you know, she's an Emmy Award winner, co-host and producer of the award-winning The Trend Talk Show. Her collaboration with Bel offers almost 100 episodes of in-depth interviews with actors, celebrities, influencers, cultural icons, and trendsetters in the arts and finance and fashion and science and so much more. I'm just really happy to have both of you on the show. This is great.
Thank you so much, Ken, for inviting us. And, you know, you're amazing because courage is something that we all have deep inside. And sometimes we definitely need things to bring it out. So We've been following you, and it's very interesting to know that there's someone out there trendsetting for courage. Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I am trendsetting for courage because I think we need courage in today's world. I think we have a lot of things that is like fake courage. Well, we think by putting somebody down on social media or chastising someone that takes courage. That takes no courage. That's not courage. You know, real courage comes from the heart. You know, it's the word courage comes from the Latin word cor, which means to speak one's heart, which I know both of you do. Listen, I got to take a quick break, but when I come back, I want to talk to you a lot about the Trend Talk was created and how that happened for you. We'll be right back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Season Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Where we are back. Listen, you know, trend setting is a big deal. I'm wondering where you found the courage to start the show, the Trend Talk show, and you know what moves you forward with this. Belle, why don't I ask you that? Who started this? How did you guys get that idea? And let's do that.
Well, it was a group of women, and oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know how we.
I'm so sorry. In demand. Constantly.
Hold on. I'm so sorry about that. You know. Okay. So.
No, we're live. Those things happen live. So what the heck? Don't worry about it. Yeah. So.
So it was a group of women and my husband, and we just got tired of watching. This was back in 2009. We just got tired of watching the talk shows like The View and the other, basically The View. There wasn't that many other talk shows, and there wasn't a representation of Latinas, and we needed a voice at the table. And so we just decided if they're not going to put Latinas on a talk show, let's create our own. And that's how it actually started. And Maravina was one of the hosts at that time. We had four hosts. And we just went from there to CBS KCAL 9. And we had to change the name because they already had the talk at the time. So we changed it to Hola LA. And then we went on independently to even do more of what we wanted to do, of what we knew our audience, women and Latinas in particular, wanted to see.
Well, I really like that. You know, one of the things that drew me to you was the fact that you're Latina. My wife is Latina. And I was thinking, oh, you know, she's a powerful woman. And you're right. You're just not represented in the media the way we need to have you represented, you know, as a ethnic group.
Well, go ahead, Michael. Because I hate to interrupt you, but it's funny. We're not represented, and yet we represent so much. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you know, we're educating the world. Think about how many people of color are actually educating the world. We have been making all kinds of inroads in science, finance. I mean, in politics, there are more people of color, women of color, actually. Yeah. Politics than ever before. I mean, my goodness, in just a few days, Kamala Harris will be our first woman vice president. Now, I mean, there are some really amazing things going on. Now, the fact that that void has been there as far as our voice at the table, I mean, this is where, you know, I have to commend my friend Belle, because from the very beginning, she has, you know, She's been, you know, very steady in this. I mean, talking about changes that needed to happen, supporting new narratives as far as creatives are involved, and just constantly saying we're going to get our chance, but we've got to create it. And Belle, I mean, she created this opportunity.
That's awesome. Well, you know, there's definitely you know, unity in diversity, and you know, when we don't have the diversity in Hollywood or anywhere else, I really think we miss the richness in life. We just miss each other. It's like, you know, at one point somebody must have got tired of seeing old white guys on the TV and just said, well, you know, maybe we should bring women in. Finally got women in, right? And then, you know, and it grew from there. But now we're getting a lot more diversity. The world is changing, and it's awesome. So, you know, the Trend Talks role in helping to change Latino Hollywood narrative, how are you guys doing that?
Well, I'll take that, because we've been talking about this back and forth. And I mean, I think one of the basic things is, and especially during this pandemic time, we've been able to talk to a lot of producers and writers, that are of color, and they're deciding to change the narrative. It's kind of like there's the saying, you know, an image speaks a thousand words. Well, the images in television and film regarding people of color have been, for the most part, negative, and it's a continuous stereotype. You know, suddenly in 2020, you know, Latinos are very, very funny. I mean, we have, you know, the Iglesias show on Netflix. We were able to interview, I mean, almost all the writers and executive producers on that, Peter Murrieta, Luisa Lechen. We've had several of the young actors from Mr. Iglesias.
And that is the point that Marina is trying to make, is that how we change the narrative is by the images that we see. And we have, like she said, interviewed the creatives, the writers and the producers, who never really get a chance to talk about why they created the show and what those shows and our show does, is that people who are watching those shows and watch our talk show, they understand that Latinos, like some people believe, only speak Spanish. No, we speak both languages. We're actors, we're doctors. We've had doctors, Dr. Amario Martinez, who's a psychoanalyst, and we've had producers and inventors and comedians and actors and community organizers, people who worked with Hillary Clinton and other political parties on the political campaign end. So this is how we change the narrative. We introduce all that we are, not just the stereotypes that you get on television.
Well, and I think, you know, authenticity is in today. You know, if you can be authentic, you can be real, you can... I think a lot of people, you know, have tried to be a copy of somebody else, right? You know, we come in originals, you die a copy, okay? We don't want to be copies anymore. We want to be original. We want to be out there, and we want to have diversity. We want to have people that represent who we are And we want, you know, for me, I don't know about you, but I love seeing diversity and diverse cultures. And my wife sits here and she's one night she's watching everything and subtitled in Chinese. The next night it's all in Spanish. The next night it's in German. And, you know, we're like, whoa, what's going on? Right.
So, you know, Netflix is good about giving us that. They give us everything. You could see programming from practically every country. And that's what it's all about. We have to understand who we are, not just within our little community, but around the world. And
right.
You are so right.
And the other thing is that although Netflix as a streaming service is able to pick out products from around the world and translate them in every language and make them available, on the other side of this, our very own networks in the United States, for example, we have no Latino leads in sitcoms on television right now. The last show that was on network, The Beauty and the Baker, ran a little bit and it's gone. It's so interesting that, you know, Ricky Ricardo, okay, and Lucy, okay, they created, you know, the three camera sitcom situation, and yet there are no Latinos in a three camera sitcom today.
It was Ricky Ricardo, Ricky Arnett. I mean, yeah. He's the one that came up with that idea.
This is what's also so interesting right now. There's a whole series of conversations going on about Arnaz and who could play him. You know, there are all these, there aren't a lot of options to play Arnaz. Why is this? How is it that we don't have actors that we could think of? Oh, you know, this guy has.
No, I think we do have actors. I think just some of the casting directors don't know. But anyway, going back to why our
that's what the show is about, right? Trend Talk is really opening up doors and giving opportunities for Latinos to come in and showcase themselves and talk about their trends. I want to know more about that. I want to know about what is the trend right now that you guys are talking about. Let me take a break. I'll be right back. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
To make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage and put in the code courage to get 20% off your first order.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
To make a difference, do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
What is trending these days? What is coming up for you guys? What are you trending on the show?
Well, one of the great things that happened to us, we received an award from the Omnicultural TV Fest for the best talk show. So we are excited about that. I think that we are excited because it was recognized as a vital show that is promoting Latino talent, Latino community. And so that's what's trending right now, that we are now calling and have the right to call ourselves the award-winning The Trend Talk Show.
Yes.
But among other things, you know, what's trending in our community is politically, women, Latinas, are trending, especially because in Arizona, Latinas and groups run by Latinas were the groups that helped Arizona turn blue. Mm-hmm. We're also trending. Latinos are trending in music. Last year, they surpassed Latin music, surpassed EDM music, so which is the most popular music. And we're trending as entrepreneurs. Both men and women in Latino communities are really over-indexing as far as opening new businesses and doing well and growing their business. So there's a lot of trending. So Maravina, do you have some trending?
No, and I just wanted to say, you know, one of the important parts of our show is that we close every show with our trendsetter shout out. And I do want to tell you about that, because what we realized, especially since we started at home during the pandemic, for example, that 2020 would be a year where there would be a lot of graduates that wouldn't have any, you know, graduations, and they were going to be like set aside. And a very good friend of ours actually was part of a Facebook group, and she was basically our first trendsetter shout out. We decided, hey, we better highlight you know, this wonderful movement, basically people just donating huge baskets for graduates and highlighting them. And then we started to really talk about some of the amazing organizations that do tremendous work. For example, Latinx in Animation. This is a nonprofit. This has to do with hooking up up-and-coming animators with the big houses, Walt Disney and Cartoon Network, etc. Organizations like Homeboy Industries that have been helping so many people change their lives from being incarcerated and actually coming into the world and doing something beneficial for themselves and others. Another fantastic organization, of course, the Veterans Association for Minority Veterans. We did a big veterans show. We got to talk to, for example, Norberto Barba, who's a big director of Better Call Saul. But the point is that highlighting veterans, highlighting what they've done, and also letting them know that there, you know, there are foundations and communities interested in supporting them. So our trendsetter shout-outs are a very important part of our show. And as a matter of fact, we invite organizations that are doing great work to reach out to the Trend Talk. Let us know what you're doing. Everything from helping children. We've highlighted equestrian centers. We've highlighted like Orphaned Earring, which is an organization that collects jewelry, refashions.
Well, we are definitely in touch with all those entrepreneurs and like to promote them. So there's a lot of trending. We love to get people who are doing and reaching new milestones. So it's all about community. It's all about promoting a community that needs that spotlight.
That's great. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of entrepreneurs that are coming in and really growing. You know what I love about what we're talking about today is there's a bright future here. And I think a lot of times, you know, people are shut down. They're listening to the news. They're listening to just the media. They're focused on that. And they're really worried. They're concerned that there isn't a bright future. But there is. And you're proving it. And your show has that. Yeah.
Well, we're having a ball, right, Belle?
Oh, yes. It's been amazing. And when we were getting ready to do our fourth season, because we're on TV, and we were getting ready to do our fourth season when the pandemic hit, and we had to scratch that. And then further down, we were supposed to start in March, and then further down, I got in touch with the TV station, which is MeTV, and I asked, well, everyone's doing virtual shows. Are you interested in us producing virtual shows? And they said yes. And so we did our season 4 virtually on MeTV, IGTV, YouTube, and Facebook Watch. So we're out there.
We're everywhere. Thanks
so much.
Yes. That's great. Well, listen, I hope you'll stay to the end of the show here, but I do have to take a break. I've got my next guest coming in, and he is a sports psychologist, and we're going to be talking about how to use some of the psychology to really take your life to the next level. So we'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, hello and welcome back to our show today. My next guest is Dr. Jason Selk. Dr. Selk is the author of Relentless Solutions Focus. He's one of the nation's premier performance coaches and has worked with business titans and superstar athletes. As a director of mental health training for the St. Louis Cardinals, he played an important role in the team's first World Series victory in more than 20 years in 2006 and in their second in 2011. Dr. Selk, who earned a doctorate in counseling and sports psychology at the University of Missouri, is the best-selling author of Executive Toughness, 10-Minute Toughness, Organize Tomorrow Today, and Lead Any Team to Win. Dr. Jason Selk, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you, man.
Thanks, Ken, for having me again. Please call me Jason, will you?
I sure will. Jason, let me jump into it. You know, you've been doing sports medicine for a long time. You've been working with a lot of athletes. You've been changing up their heads, changing their minds. Why is negative thinking and pessimism, you know, how can that underlie, especially today, how can that mess with your health and your success?
Well, let me say this, Ken. So there's three things I want people to understand. Number one, mental weakness is totally normal. Mental toughness is completely abnormal, right? Second thing, mental toughness can be learned by anyone. And the third thing, it takes less than 3 minutes of training. And again, this isn't a pep talk. It takes less than 3 minutes of training a day if you did it 3 days a week, just like your bicep. You know, think about your brain just like you would your bicep. It's abnormal for the bicep to be big and strong. You have to put some work into it. Same thing with the brain. But again, everyone, biologically, whatever reason, this thing called problem-centric thought, our brains are built in a way to focus on the negative. And what we know is whatever we focus on expands. So it's totally normal to focus on the negative. The more you focus on the negative or the problems, the more problems you're going to have. We can retrain that mental wiring, if you will, so that PCT or mental weakness goes away and this thing called RSF, relentless solution focus, becomes the norm. 3 minutes or less a day, anyone can become mentally tough.
3 minutes a day, that's pretty, that's saying a lot. You know, is that a cultural thing? I mean, that, you know, we're trained to become cultural, I mean, to be critical thinkers, or is that something you think that everybody's hardwired with?
Well, it's twofold, and this is science, Ken. So absolutely, we're all biologically built to focus on the negative. I mean, think how normal it is to do 99 things right in any given day, one thing less than perfect, and then you get in your car, and what you're focused on is the negative. That's totally normal. Now, because we're all biologically built this way, and again, that's called PCT, problem-centric thinking, culturally speaking, because we're all built this way, this is how we relate to one another. I mean, perfect case in point, look at the news. If you watch the news, you are going to get a full dose of everything that's wrong in the world. And in reality, the truth of the matter is, there are a lot more good things. There are a lot more good people in the world than there are all these negative things. But again, that's how we relate to one another. So yes, it is culturally reinforced, which again makes it really, really bad for most people in terms of happiness, health, and success.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so the research on cognitive neuroscience, brain chemistry, and human performance that underpins their three-step method. What is that three-step method that you talk about?
Well, the first thing is you must be able to recognize when you are thinking from that negative lens. As easy as it may sound, again, it's completely normal to focus on the negative, so it's difficult to recognize when it's happening. Anytime you experience negative emotion, that's the gift that our biology was given. Instead of it being a curse that most people look at, it's actually a gift. Anytime you experience a negative emotion, you want to recognize, okay, I know now my thoughts are going in the wrong direction. I'm focused on the negative. Step two is once you recognize, then you want to replace as quickly as possible. Get your brain, instead of allowing yourself to spiral into that negative place, figure out how you can get over the solution. And I'll tell you a very simple question. If you can get in the habit of answering this one simple question, it'll replace the negative with the positive. What is one thing I can do differently that could make this better? Try to do that within 60 seconds of feeling a negative emotion. And then the third part, just like I said, if you want to make this normal, put 3 minutes a day. And the good thing about this training is it's actually enjoyable. It's not like going to the gym and making yourself feel the pain of the bicep. Training the brain is actually enjoyable. And again, if you can retrain, spend 3 minutes a day up to, 3 days a week, you're going to see a difference. It becomes much, much easier to focus on solutions. And this is where I've found the most successful people I've worked with. It's the number one pattern. They have that relentless solution focus pattern.
I love that. I love that. That makes a lot of sense. So in your book, does it talk about some of these solutions you're talking about? Do you actually give the formulas in the book?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things, and I wrote the book with my colleague, Dr. Ellen Reed, one of the things we've done really, really well is we're keeping it simple. We understand people don't want to read a cognitive neuroscience book. That was our job. We both went all the way through school to learn about how the brain works and how it impacts the performance. The last thing I want to do when I'm working with clients is confuse them. So the book is very, very much written for normal people reading books, trying to find, okay, what's the simple solution to increased health, happiness, and success? And I tell you, this day and age, with everything we've gone through in 2020, with this pandemic and a lack of unity in our country, this book is a book people need to read right now. Our country needs people to read this book. It will, and this is what I found working with the most successful people. People with this pattern are measurably happier, healthier, and more successful.
Well, that's exactly what everybody wants is more happiness, more joy, more life in them. So what's your greatest tip today? People are going through this pandemic. They're going through a lot of stuff. A lot of people are shut down. They're depressed. They're worried. They're concerned. For those people, what's your tip for them?
Well, I think here's a really important concept to understand. Right now, all of us are being invited to play victim. It happens every day, and it would be really normal, as tough as things are right now, to become a victim. And being a victim is really allowing your brain to focus on the problems. Let the problems win. A person can go from victim to this relentless solution focus mentality by just picking one thing. Pick one thing and get all over that one thing. So instead of waking up tomorrow and feeling like you have no control, figure out one thing you want to have control over. And that might even be too big. So pick one thing you want to have control over and then pick just one little piece of that thing. And that's what I want people to get focused on. You start by taking control of your life, by getting your mind focused on what you can do instead of what you cannot do. I think a lot of people these days are really feeling like they're victims to everything going on out there. And I would challenge people, don't let that happen to you.
Well, I think a lot of people are victims, but I think a lot of people are probably overwatching TV, overwatching some of the things that are creating that stress for them. So, a lot of people have negative habits. You're a psychology guy. What would you say that the best way to break a habit?
Well, let me just say this, kind of back to what you were just talking about there. When I first started with the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team in 2006, the team, you could look it up, you could Google it. We are considered still to this day the worst major league team to ever win a World Series. We had the lowest win total of any major league team to win a World Series. We got into the playoffs, and our team was exhausted. I knew that's why the front office, that's why Walt Jocketty had hired me in the first place, was no excuse, figure out a way when you get to the playoffs to win. And we had all kinds of injuries and a lot of behind-the-scenes things that we don't need to go into. But I'll tell you, I focused with that team on three things. Number one, just like what you're talking about there, I said, let's not watch the news. I asked the players and the coach, I said, let's really limit how much news we allow ourselves to watch. It's all PCT. It's all the problem focus. And like I said, they were saying all kinds of negative things about our team. We just didn't need that. Second thing, on a daily basis, I had them fill out something called success logs. The main point of the success log is get the players focused on what they're doing right instead of what they're doing wrong. And then the third thing was something called a mental workout for the player. It took a couple of minutes to go through. It was kind of a five-step process to get mentally prepared. Those success logs and the mental workouts are two of the main tools I talk about in the book in depth. And it's exactly what I did with that team in 2006. It's exactly what I did with that team in 2011 when we won another World Series. And it's exactly what I work on with anyone who hires me. And the good thing about this, this works for everyone. I've had a very, very successful run in my career because this is totally backed in science. It's totally doable, 3 minutes or less a day. And undoubtedly, it's a guarantee you will have an increase in health, happiness, and success if you can work on this RSF mindset. Here's my favorite statistic, Kent. People with this RSF mindset live up to 14 years longer than normal people. Mm. This is real stuff. It's measurable. It's science. And it just flat out works. So again, I'm really passionate about the book right now. I've been teaching people this for 20 years. And I just think right now is the perfect timing for this book to come out because 2020 has been a tough year. We all need to kind of get ourselves back on track. And this book is going to help people do that.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.